You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Holy Mother of Christ! Yes, yes. Sorry, that was so psycho. A lot of things were going wrong there. Let me just get a bed going. Talk amongst yourselves quickly. Okay, now we're back. Now to be professional. It's Cocktail Corner, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're living the dream. We're happy to be here.
Awesome.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah.
Thanks you for coming back. This was a lot going on, but we made it.
No, we're here to provide some recovery.
Mm.
This week, Harry has prepared something specifically, as requested, filthy.
Yeah.
What's going on with filth?
Thank you for that gorgeous segue. So, in preparation for tomorrow night's event, we're going to drink a gorgeous little cocktail, but tomorrow is Filth, which is the party that I throw at Neck of the Woods. It's featuring Mia Coden, who's a really incredible selector and DJ from the UK, Goldtooth and Kaiviti, who are all incredible DJs, and that's happening tomorrow at Neck of the Woods. If you feel like shaking some ass, which I would recommend that you do because I think it helps.
It does. It relieves the stresses.
Yeah, exactly right. So we are about to drink a little cocktail.
Yes, ma'am.
Which, if you would like to describe what it is.
This is a riff on a dirty martini. We're calling it Filth in Ode. It's a mezcal base. So we had a bit of a conversation around mezcal last week. I decided to bring it back. The mezcal is nitro-infused with green peppers. So that involves pressurizing green peppers in a can, or a canister with mezcal in it, with nitrogen, causes a rapid infusion, then you degas it, and it's got the flavor without any spice or anything. And then a nice vermouth blend, a little bit of olive brine, quite a bit of olive brine, some nice salinity. So it's like a, dirty martini with a bit more jazz.
Fucking pour it out, mate.
Come on.
For all those who want to make these cocktails at home, make sure you get yourself a nitro canister,
nitrate
degasser situation.
It's what we in the industry call a NAN canister.
They do.
Okay, maybe they do have that at home.
Yeah.
They do.
I know the crowd for this.
Like nitro coffee, sometimes.
Yeah, it's a similar process. They're using it for like texture and stuff in the serve. Same as like Guinness.
Mm.
The nitrogen's heavier than the air, so it does a weird thing, cascading texture. But you can do it for infusions, and you can do it with CO2, but where's the fun in that?
Fucking awesome. Thanks so much for bringing that in.
No, of course. I guess this is the point where I have to say this delicious Harry cocktail was brought to you by Black Sands Brewery, based in West Auckland, available nationwide. All flavors, spicy, hoppy, chocolatey, stouts.
Ricey,
yeah. Crisp rice lager, if that's your
style.
Which
was that New Zealand's best rice lager?
Well, yes, I have actually something to say. Untapped Awards just came out and Black Sands has won number one New Zealand fruited IPA, followed by another another number one award for best Japanese style rice lager. So get out there and get yourself a Black Sands Forbidden.
As they say, kanpai.
Kanpai. And speaking of Japanese things, I've got a prize to give away, which is a Japanese breakfast double pass. So when you hear that tune before the hour is out, text your name and B card number to 5395. To be in to win. Where's my one?
Right here. Let's drink. Yeah. Are you going to give us the on-air taste review?
I will if we just do a little cheers first. Cheers. Clink, clink, kanpai.
Be rude not to.
Gink.
You've already done it.
I'm not.
Is this about to fuck me up?
No. I haven't drank mine.
You'll survive it.
I'm technically on the clock.
I'm scared, actually.
It's all good. If you like martinis, you'll like this. If you're a fan of a little bit of smoke, a little bit of olive.
That's really tasty.
If you're not a martini person, it's not for you.
It's like a slow one. Wait, Anika, you have to try it.
Special guest, dirty, filthy.
Oh my god, that smells dirty and filthy.
Olive brine.
In like a sexy way, I guess.
Mezcal.
Well, that'll be happening at Neck of the Woods tomorrow night. Dirty, filthy, stinky, and sexy.
Sick.
Really fun stuff.
It's like the BO of somebody you love.
Mm. Ooh.
Plus.
That's a good way to describe.
Or like a KFC snack burger left in the car for too long.
We don't buy KFC around here.
It tastes like I'm going to feel great after. So.
That's the idea.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And it looks classy as well.
It is quite classy. It's got a, like a, I do feel rich. drinking this?
They would have a garnish and a proper glass, but I ran from a photo shoot immediately to this.
So were you modeling?
You look like a secret spy right now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's minimalist.
It's very chic.
Wait, what would be the garnish then?
Maybe some olives, maybe something with a little bit of spice to it, you know.
I already feel
bird's eye chili, maybe? Well,
perhaps. Perchance.
Bit of a ghost pepper. Ooh, no, it's too far.
Too far.
You always have to take it there, don't you?
Trinidad scorpion.
Feel it tomorrow.
Jeez Louise.
All right.
Well, thanks for that. It's definitely gonna get me in the mood for tomorrow. Again. Are you guys gonna come?
Yeah, what time's it start?
Starts at 9 PM at Nick of the Woods. Yes, once again, that's the Nick's Filth event, which is the one that I do. I'm not sure if I should be promoting it on here because, you know, but hey, it is what it is. It's actually right. In the
it's
entertainment.
It's part of this segment.
It's synergy. I mean?
Exactly.
Is it on the entertainment guide?
It is.
Then there you go.
Exactly right. And I think it's just going to be really fun. Big bassy energy, some nice sound healing going on in a really fun and sexy and silly way.
And who once again is playing?
Mia Coden, Gold Tooth, and Kai VT. All really fab selectors. Mia Coden used to be in a duo called Sicaria Sound, which they were kind of like the biggest thing in 140, like UK bassline and dub sort of thing. So if you're into that.
And where can people get tickets?
You're doing such a great job. Thanks, darling. Humanitix, if you want to, or On the Door. But yeah, I think it's going to be fucking sick. And. Right. But you can't get these at Neck of the Woods, so...
No, this is VIP
you cannot,
stuff.
No.
Exactly.
Unless you ask real nicely and then they'll tell you they don't know what you're talking about.
They'll be like, what? Nah, we love Neck of the Woods.
Did you have something you wanted to promote real quick there, Harry, since you're all dressed up so nicely today?
Yes, my photo shoot aforementioned. Bistro Sane opening April 4th on Albert Street. French-inspired bistro with a little bit of kiwi twist.
Kiwi tits! Kiwi tits on the road.
If you're lucky. The kiwi tits.
Yeah, a bit of a kiwi twist using the best of local produce. Classic French, new kiwi. And then more to come. That's it, mate, basically, yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Go. And that where is awesome. It? Albert Street.
51 to 53 Albert Street, yeah.
What's the name of it?
Bistro Sane, Saine. French bistro vibes.
Fucking awesome. Congratulations.
If you like food and wine and cocktails.
We love all those things.
Go there.
Congratulations. Hey, thanks, Black Sands Brewery, for brewing me this really delicious drink.
Yep, there you go. Thanks,
Harry. See you tomorrow at Filth, innit?
Yeah.
If you want to win tickets to Japanese Breakfast, I'm about to play that, so get your little fingers ready to send me a little text, would you? Please. Thank you.
Drinkies.
That was Cocktail Corner. Thanks to Black Sands Brewing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.